do your will, he will know it. I am willing to do. Let me know your will. John Wesley. The word prayer expresses the largest and most comprehensive approach to God. It gives prominence to the element of devotion. It is communion and communication with God. It is enjoyment of God and access to God. Supplication. Supplication is a more restricted and more intense form of prayer, accompanied by a sense of personal need and limited to the urgent seeking of an answer to a pressing need. Supplication is the very soul of prayer in regard to an intense pleading for something that is greatly needed. Intercession. Intercession is an enlargement in prayer, a going out in broadness and fullness from self to others. Primarily, it does not center on praying for others, but refers to the freeness, boldness, and childlike confidence of the praying. It is characterized by a complete comfort in the soul's approach to God, unlimited and unhesitating in its access and its demands. This influence and confident trust is said to be used for others. Confiding in the Father. Prayer always and everywhere is an immediate confiding approach to and a request of God the Father. In the universal and perfect prayer, we see the pattern for all praying. Our Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father. John chapter 11, verse 41. In his high priestly prayer, Jesus again lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. John chapter 17, verse 1. His praying was personal, familiar, and paternal. It was also strong, touching, and tearful. Consider these words of Paul written about Jesus, who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. Asking. In addition, we have asking set forth as prayer. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James chapter 1, verse 5. Asking God and receiving from the Lord, direct application to God, immediate connection with God, that is prayer. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, we have this statement about prayer. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, we find these words about prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What is God's will about prayer? First, it is God's will that we pray. Jesus Christ spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Paul wrote to young Timothy about the things that God's people are to do. And first among them, he listed prayer. I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. In connection with these words, Paul declared that the will of God and the redemption and mediation of Jesus Christ for the salvation of all men are all vitally concerned in this matter of prayer. His apostolic authority and solicitude of soul act in harmony with God's will and Christ's intercession to will that men pray everywhere. Verse 8. Note how frequently prayer is brought forward in the New Testament, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter